Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, the mighty 101.5 FM. I am Jim Samaria.
Yep, and I'm your co-host, Mark Plotnick. Each week, Jim and I bring you songs, insights, backstories, interviews, and a little humor.
Little humor.
Very little.
Yes.
Covering rock music and more from the 1950s through the 1980s, wherever the music takes us.
Mark and I are authors of the book, Classic Rock, Photographs from Yesterday and Today. You could find it at Black Circle Records up in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. And our book features my photography of classic rock artists from 1973 to present day with words by that romantic man, person I call Mr. Romantic, Mr. Mark Plotnick.
That's me. Where do you get Mr. Romantic from?
Just the way you are. Just the way you are. You make me feel romantic, but that's another thing. But you know what? It's Valentine's week, Mark.
Ah, that's why. All right. Yeah. Okay, we had me going there for a while. Well, if that's the case, why not play some rock and roll records that have to do with love and relationships?
That's a good idea, because that's what we have lined up, songs about love and relationships.
And they think we just do this on the fly.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, did you get your wife, Sheila, anything for Valentine's Day?
Not yet. Yeah, I got an idea. I'll just dedicate the show to her. I dedicate the show to my wife, Sheila. This show's for you.
Wait a minute. It sounds like a great idea, except I think you're trying to get out of buying flowers or jewelry or something.
Yeah, both.
Both?
Yeah, I mean, I dedicated a whole show to her. I'm giving her a whole hour of my time.
Well, you know what? You just gave me a great idea. I'm dedicating this show to my wife, Hope. Happy Valentine's Day, Hope.
Yeah, you're trying to avoid giving her gifts. Don't give me that.
So. You put the idea in my head.
Yeah.
I have a childlike brain. You and I think alike anyways, Jim, but maybe we should also dedicate our shows around the birthdays. What do you think?
I like that. That's a good idea. Let's do that, too. Boy, we're going to save ourselves a lot of money.
Yeah. Well, you know, Jim, it's ironic that we are playing love songs today, and yet here we are starting our show with the lead in Talela. And as I hope everyone on the planet knows, it's a song that a young Eric Clapton co-wrote because he was madly and hopelessly in love with George Harrison's wife, Patty.
Yeah, that's true. But I didn't think of that. So, boy, you really caught
all right,
that.
Yep.
You're so smart.
I am.
And romantic. You're a romantic, smart man. And you got beautiful eyes. Did I ever tell you that?
Yeah. What about my hair?
Okay, we better start the show. Well, anyway, in 1959, a very good Chicago-based doo-wop group called the Flamingos released their version of the song I Only Have Eyes for You. The Flamingos are members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and their version of the song is considered by Rolling Stone magazine as one of the greatest songs of all time.
You know, Jim, and I got to tell you this, and I'm not exaggerating for the show. This song gives me goosebumps, and I love it, particularly when it shows up in movie soundtracks. And by the way, folks, it's a great slow dance song, which is the only kind of dancing I'm still good at. So take hold of your main squeeze, get cheek to cheek while listening to I Only Have Eyes for You.
Oh, boy.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you.
Give up, give up. Give up, give up.
Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright. I only have eyes for you. But I can't see a thing. Maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view. And I only have eyes for you.
I gotta tell you, Mark, I Only Have Eyes for You by the Flamingos is a very romantic song, don't you think?
Yeah, and actually all I could think about when I was listening to this song was my wife, Hope.
Well, yeah, see, you are Mr. Romantic.
I am, Jim. Well, thank you. Well, back to our music. Let's talk about Deion Jackson. He's another one of those amazing singers from the Detroit area. And Jackson wrote Love Makes the World Go Round, and in 1966, it spent 14 weeks on the charts, but it was his only big hit.
Yeah, one hit wonder. But anyway, at least he had one hit.
Yeah, more than I have.
Yeah, I wish I did, too.
Yeah,
I'd do that. Well, the title and the lyrics of the song that he wrote sums up what Valentine's Day is all about. So listen to the lyrics, Mark, and here's Deion Jackson singing Love Makes the World Go Round.
You know love makes the world go round. And love, baby, makes the seesaws go up and down. And it makes trees grow tall. And the most important thing of all, it makes a boy and girl, oh, say they feel so fine now. Without love, flowers wouldn't grow in spring. And without spring, yeah, the birdies just couldn't sing. Yeah, yeah, everybody needs love. And to watch the twinkling stars above, it makes a boy and girl, yeah, say they feel so fine now.
Feel so fine.
Yeah. Whoa, whoa, everybody needs love. Just to watch the twinkling stars above. It makes a boy and girl, oh, say they feel so fine now.
Feel so fine.
Oh, love makes you cry now. That goes for Billy, Sherry, Bobby, and Marsha and baby, you and I. Oh, I can prove to you that the facts of love are so true. It makes a boy and girl, yeah, say they feel so fine now.
Feel so fine.
Love, love, sweet love. Love is so good, child. Ooh, it's so fine.
Well, thank you, Deion. That was a very good song. Another love song that gets very heavy radio airplay is I Can't Take My Eyes Off You by Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. The song was written by band member Bob Gaudio along with collaborator Bob Crew. And this is one of those best sing-along songs ever.
Yeah, I'm glad you pronounced the Italian name. You get all the Italian names.
Hey, that's
too.
What I'm here for. You know what I'm telling you?
Yeah. Sure is. Well, I remember that scene in The Deer Hunter where the guys are playing pool and singing along. You know, it was an amazing, memorable scene, at least for me.
Yeah, I love that scene, too. I don't know why director Michael Cimino put that love song in there, but, you know, I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, well, here's my take on it. I'm guessing it was to show how much the macho, you know, they were very macho guys, how much they cared about each other.
No, that's a good idea. Probably you're right. But anyway, here's the pride of Newark, New Jersey, Francesco Castelluccio.
See? Thank goodness you got this name.
Yeah. Francesco Castelluccio, better known as Frankie Valli, singing I can't take my eyes off of you. You know how it starts off. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, anyway.
Oh, my God. Make it stop, Mr. Eggers. Get that needle on the platter quickly.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
Listening to the Classic Rock Show on WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio 101.5 FM, where we play the best romantic music of all time.
Yes, we do, Jim. Ain't No Mountain High was written by the great songwriting team of Ashford and Simpson and recorded by the terrific duo of Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. The song hit the charts in 1967 and is now considered a Motown classic.
And Mark, did you know that British singer Dusty Springfield wanted to record the song, but Ashford and Simpson held out because they wanted to make the song, make that song be their marked that they could do more Motown music.
Yeah,
that's what they wanted to do.
I did not know that. Thank you for that. And Diana Ross, with some help from the Temptations, released her version in 1970, and it became her first number one solo hit. Personally, I like the Gaye Terrell version best.
Oh, yeah, me too. And that's what we're going to play.
Okay.
So the song is basically about being there for the one you love, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so here's Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, backed musically once again by the Funk Brothers, singing their version of Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
You don't have to worry, 'cause baby, there ain't no mountain high.
So, Mark, not many songs better than that one. Don't you agree?
I totally agree.
Good. Well, anyway, do you have a
little tongue-tied there? Sorry, John.
Yeah, that's all right. We'll get the knot out of there. And,
okay.
Yeah, well, anyway, so you have another one coming up. What do you got?
I sure do, Jimmy. In 1974, the Spinners and Dionne Warwick teamed up to record Then Came You. It's a song about love being a powerful force for bringing happiness.
So based on the meaning of Then Came You, I dedicate the song to my wife, Sheila, because she does make me very happy.
Oh, God, she...
See, I'm romantic, too.
Oh, man, Mr. Romantic. So this song goes out to Sheila from Jim, and because Hope, my wife, by the way, makes me very happy almost all of the time, I dedicate this song to her as well. So, ladies, here is Then Came You.
Mark, I'm not sure if you know this, but Dionne Warwick is going to be honored at the Kennedy Center.
Yes. Yeah, I did read that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
And I just photographed her at the, where was she at? The Des Plaines Theater.
Hey, so, Jim, you are
exciting.
The photographer. In case people don't know, you're the photographer of the stars.
Oh, thank you.
It's, you know.
That's my next book,
I think. It's on your business card anyway.
It is,
and
yeah.
I actually think the great Ron Onesti called you that.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Yes, he did. Well, okay. I guess, okay, I'll live with that.
All right, good.
Well, my next person coming up is my guy, my favorite singer of all time, along with Rod Stewart, but it's not Rod Stewart. But he is one of my favorite singers of all time, and that man is Al Green, and he knows how to sell a song.
And I do know Al is definitely one of your favorites. I agree with you. He's one of the greatest vocalists of all time. He has that smooth voice. His song Let's Stay Together is about staying together through thick and thin, and that's pretty much in all wedding vows, I believe.
Yeah, and every relationship has ups and downs. And you have to work through the downs and enjoy the ups, right?
Wow. Aren't you the marriage counselor?
Hey, thanks. Is that sarcasm?
No,
what is that?
No, bro. I sort of meant it. It was. I like that.
Bro again?
Bro.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, we're not doing California songs anymore.
No, that's true.
Oh, well, let's get back to Al Green. Whew. He wrote the lyrics and the music was co-written with Al Jackson Jr., the drummer for Booker T and the MGs, along with Willie Mitchell, who also produced. So without further ado, here is the Reverend Al Green asking us to stay together.
I'm so in love with you. Whatever you want to do is all right.
Stay tuned for part two of that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, 101.5 FM, where we are all about love today, a regular love fest.